Malcolm here, and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching. And today I'm out and about. I'm in one of my favourite spots in the whole world, and that's the Dunstable Downs. The Dunstable Downs are about half an hour from my house, driving north. And they're a raised part of some hills where you come to the end, like an escarpment, where there's some ancient burial mounds that have been here for thousands of years. They found skeletons of people possibly sacrificed up here, certainly buried here from thousands of years ago. And you can see for miles and miles across the traditional, beautiful, green, rolling English countryside. I have below me fields, some arable, some other kinds of crops being grown. There are villages, there are little old church spires sticking up in the distance. The odd wind turbine I can see. For miles and miles, it's beautiful. You can see parts of Bedfordshire, Buckinghamshire and Hertfordshire from up here. And it's especially special to me because I was born 57 years ago now in the town of Luton, which is next to Dunstable, and I can see it from up here. In fact, I'm looking at it right now as I'm recording this. As I look across east, basically, from where I am, there's a Luton in the distance, and I can just see a tower in the far distance, which was a building where my father worked at the time we lived here. And I know we lived not too far from there. I love to come up here for lots of reasons, but one of them is it always reminds me of the gift of life I've been given. And it was given to me in part, of course, because of my mother and father all those years ago, and given to me because God has put me here. And I love to come and reflect on that and pray. And I come here for my special prayer times. Every now and again, I try to take some extra time to pray on top of my normal prayer time, if you like, and come here and walk around. There's a lovely walk in the area. If you ever come up here, you've got to have this walk that goes down to what's called the Tree Cathedral in Whipsnade and walk around and back up to this high spot. I find it very helpful for reflecting on deeper things, more complex things, or times like today. Today is, in fact, New Year's Eve. And it's a good day for me to reflect on the past year, think about the year ahead, my goals personally, for my responsibilities with the church in Watford, the church in Thames Valley, my family life, all kinds of things. I like to come up here and pray longer and reflect and think and just talk things over with God, I suppose. And being here on this raised area, looking across to where I was born, reminds me of how lucky I am to still be here. I'm 57. God's given me another year of life. It's important that I'm grateful for that. And think carefully about next year. And what is it that God's trying to get my attention on? Am I paying attention to it? Now, something else I wanted to just talk about today. Usually I listen to hymns when I'm driving up here for about half an hour. And I didn't do that today. I listened to a sermon by Tim Keller. If you're not familiar with his work, I thoroughly recommend his sermons. You can find them online, various places. I've got them as a podcast. And the one I listened to today was about the first word of the Lord's Prayer, Father, or Our Father. And his take on it, reflecting on what Paul says about our relationship with the Father as Abba in Romans chapter 8. And that word Abba, and of course Jesus used that word himself, and how scandalous it was that he would call God Abba. And I, like most of us, would think of Abba as being dad or daddy. But what Tim Keller suggested is that it's even more intimate than that, even more childlike than that, that it's really about, it's more like dada. The sort of way a small child, a very small child, a toddler perhaps, might express himself or herself to their daddy without being able to even properly form the words. Many families have strange variations on mum or dad or granny or granddad because the small child couldn't say the word properly. And so it's more like daddy. And standing up here on Dunstable Downs, looking across towards Luton, where I was born, thinking about the fact that 57 years ago, on New Year's Eve, I was, 10 and a half months old. I was probably lying in a cot, wearing a nappy, being looked after by my mother and father, and perhaps, I don't know when I first said my first words, perhaps around that time I was forming my first words, perhaps I'd said dada at that point. I must ask my father and check that my mother, they'd know, but perhaps I was beginning to express, to ask for, what do you ask for when you're that age, when you're saying dada for the first time? I think you're asking for intimacy, you're asking for connection, you're asking for perhaps to be held, to hold, to be have your hand to be held, to have to be lifted up and pressed close to your dad's cheek, or put your arms around their neck. And it's an expression of a desire for connection, and not much more than that, I suppose, at that age. And Tim Keller talked about the significance of us understanding that this is what it means to have a relationship with God. It's one of a desire for closeness. And our prayer life is not so much about what we get from it. It's not about consumerism. It's not about just telling God how we feel, although that's important, but it's also about a desire. Fundamentally, underneath all that, is a desire for closeness. It's a desire for connection. And that's why the first word that Jesus uses is Father. That's why Paul talks about the significance of the word Abba. It's daddy. It's dada. It's I want to be with you. I want to be close. I want to be connected. I want to feel that closeness with you. And so that's part of what I've been praying about this morning up here, is remembering how important it is that I've got lots of things on my mind, and I have my prayer shopping list I've been going through with God this morning, with my Father. And it's important to talk about all these things. But I want to leave this spot here this morning, as we've gone from, it was dark when I arrived, it's now turned light. I want to leave this spot for the rest of New Year's Eve, knowing that I've connected with my Dada. That's why I'm here. That's why I exist. It's to have that relationship. And I wonder whether that's something for me to think more about this year. Perhaps it's something for all of us to think more about this year, as we think about our prayer life, as we think about our prayer connection with God. What does God hope for? What does God desire? Why did He give us prayer? Perhaps some of it is to refresh us that He just wants to be with us and close to us. And when we cry Abba, when we cry Dada, that He will reciprocate, and we will have that intimacy, that closeness, and that reassurance of His presence. Well, here I am, Dunstable Downs, looking across at Luton and reflecting on how lucky I am, how lucky I was to be looked after so well by my mother and father, how lucky I am to still be here and be able to stand up here and look across at the old buildings where my father worked and the area in which we lived. And how lucky I am, how lucky I am to know that God wants to be my dada. I hope you have a wonderful New Year's Eve. I hope that it's a refreshing time and prepares you well for 2019. The year ahead is sure to have some wonderful things in it, as well as some challenging things, and we will need our dada. Until the next time, take care and God bless.
Please leave a comment anywhere you see or hear this recording, and leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we learn best when we learn in community. And if you know someone who might benefit from this, please pass the link on. Hit that like button or the subscribe button, or leave us a review in iTunes if you wouldn't mind. And if you have any questions or suggestions on topics to be covered in Quiet Time Coaching, then please do let me know. On to the next time. I do hope you have a wonderful, intimate and satisfyingly connected time with God this week. Take care and God bless.